He said, today I set before you life and death, blessings and curses, or health or sickness and disease. It's your choice. If you know what he come to do, you can walk in divine health. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful place to walk. Now then, when he makes us these promises here, that we can receive the blessings by faith, that's the way we do everything under the new covenant. By faith. Well, what is faith? Faith is the word of God. When Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So if you take the word of God and these promises of God and you can literally believe them by faith, study them. This book clearly teaches you that if you will, and you will hide this word, this book of the law in your heart, and you will, it will continuously be in your mouth and in your heart, you will meditate on the word of God day and night. Then, he says, your ways will be prosperous, and then you will have great success in everything you do in life. That's written in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And then in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, he says, my son, attend to my words. If you'll attend to his words and do all they say, he says, these words, his word, will bring health to all your flesh and long life to your body. What is it that's going to do that? Words. What kind of words? The word of God. What if you don't speak those words correctly? What if you speak the devil's words? Well, then it's going to bring sickness and disease to you. It's all so simple. You do it all by faith in God's word. But the average Christian is like I was most of my life. I didn't know what the word says. I still don't know very much about it. But I'm studying it all the time. I'm trying to learn more about this book every day. Now then, on the contrary, after receiving the blessings, on the contrary, in 1 Corinthians 11, 29 and 30, we see how the judgment is passed on to us, so it is blessing or curses, even under that. In fact, that 1 Corinthians 11, I want to read that out of my Bible to you, since some of you may not know what this says here. 1 Corinthians 11, 29, he says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, this is in communion, when we're taking communion. I took the bread many a time before I knew that that really was the body of Christ that was beaten and bruised and striped and pierced for me, so I didn't have to be sick. That's what that body represents. That's what that piece of bread represents. The beaten, bruised, striped body of our Savior that paid the price so we don't have to be sick again under no conditions if you'll just believe the Word of God by faith. But if you don't know it, it will bring damnation to you. There's no two ways about it. So now then, when you look at this, it says, for if you eat and drink unworthily, you eat and drinketh damnation or sickness and disease to yourself, not discerning the Lord's body correctly. And he goes on to explain it more to you in verse 30. For this cause, because you didn't discern the Lord's body correctly, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or even die. That's what that word sleep means. You have died. Now, because the curse came upon you because you didn't rightly discern what the body of Christ had done for you, the price that he had paid for you on that cross. Actually, he paid the price for your sickness and disease even before he went to the cross. That was done in the beating. And he was beaten and bruised before they nailed him to the cross. He paid the price for your sickness and disease. In fact, in the garden, Satan came into the garden and he brought a twofold curse. He brought sin and he brought sickness. Jesus came with a twofold remedy later, 4,000 years later. His body to pay the price for your sickness and his blood to pay the price for your sin. So you don't have to be sick no more. And you don't have to sin no more. A lot of people have a real problem whenever I say you don't have to sin no more as a Christian. It's a choice. Every time we sin, and yes, we sin far too much. All of us do, me included. But technically, we don't have to yield to the devil no more. We don't have to yield to the flesh no more. He said if we will, Paul clearly tells us in Romans 5, 6, and 7, that we're dead to sin and we should live unto righteousness. 1 Peter 2:24 says that we're supposed to be dead to sin and therefore live unto righteousness. And he says, if we do these things, then he says, by his stripes we're healed. So all we got to do is do it God's way. So don't do anything in the New Testament except in faith or by knowledge of the Word of God. Now, if you don't study this book in detail, you can't walk in faith or you can't walk according to the Word. You have to know what the law says to be able to do it. So if you don't do it, it'll bring the curse upon your life. Now then, there is other places that these curses are described about objects and so forth. I think about in Numbers chapter 5, verse 11 through 31, it describes how objects condemns a woman that's been unfaithful to her husband. I often wondered, why in the world, if a woman had been unfaithful to her husband, and he sensed that she had been unfaithful, why would she even take a chance? If she knew she'd been unfaithful, why go through the process of taking the stuff that she took that would rot away her thighs? Why not just say, I sin, I repent? I don't understand people. Today, we do the same thing. Under those conditions, if a woman cheated on her husband and he took her to the priest and they went through this little ritual that they went through, if she was guilty, it made her thighs rot right before their eyes. Today, we don't see the correlation that when we commit sin, it brings sexual diseases and our bodies rot and deteriorate all over. Every kind of venereal disease known to man comes upon men and women because of sexual sin. Why can't we just see the truth, believe God, and walk in obedience to His Word? I don't understand it. Also, in Exodus chapter 20, in verse 4 and 5, this is the second of the Ten Commandments, and there is absolutely an endless number of ways to break and to have a curse come upon you. You know, you're not to make anything, no objects, no pictures, no symbols, no nothing to represent God. And I think how many different ways people do that. Wow. They do that so many ways. There's untold numbers of ways. I can remember a woman that told me one time that she bought a beautiful picture of Jesus and she put it in her foyer. Well, now, first of all, she didn't buy a beautiful picture of Jesus. She bought a beautiful picture of somebody that was dressed up like Jesus, but it wasn't Jesus. There is no pictures of Jesus. He told us to have no symbols or statues or nothing of Him because we don't have any. So anyway, she bought this beautiful picture. She put it in the foyer of her home. Every time she'd walk in, she'd stand there and just admire that picture and look at it. One day, much to her amazement, she was standing there telling the Lord how wonderful He was and how beautiful He was. And He looked at and He spoke to her in a voice she could hear. He said, if you don't quit looking at that picture when I come, you're not going to know who I am. Wow. Did that get her attention? There is no pictures of Jesus. So by having pictures and statues and everything else of Jesus or whatever, these things will bring you under a curse. Objects that will bring you under a curse. Don't have any pictures of Jesus in your home. I would never do it because Exodus 20, verse 4 and 5 tells you that's the second of the Ten Commandments, and that's one of the things you can do to break that, and when you do it, it will bring a curse upon you. Now let's have a look here in these next few minutes. Let's begin to get an idea at some of the ways, according to the Word of God, that you can tell if you're under a curse. I want you to think about some of these things. I have went back through the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and I've made notes from many of the scriptures that are in there, what the Lord says, if you do these things, this is the type of sickness and disease I will bring upon you. And he listed so many. So I want us to list a few of these in these last few minutes of this session. If you're under a curse, you will be afflicted with mental and or emotional breakdowns. If you're prone to have mental or emotional breakdowns, you're under a curse from God. And number two, if you have repeated or chronic sicknesses, especially if these sicknesses or diseases are hereditary. In other words, we have a man working for us in the ministry, or working with us in the ministry, that a year and a half ago, actually 2 years ago when he came to the ministry, come to our church, this man, he had a weeping problem with his skin, his face, all over him. He couldn't hardly wear some clothes if they were too stiff. He couldn't even hug his own wife, because if he mashed her, it would cause his skin to erupt, and it would cause weeping and an awful condition he had of his skin. His grandmother went to her grave with it. His mother still has it, and he's had it for 40 years of his life. When he came to our church, he was 40 years old. I began to show him that he was under a curse, and that he had power to break this curse in the name of Jesus. And over the next few months, from him listening and researching the Word of God on his own, he broke the power of this curse that had been passed down to him, a generational curse from who knows how many members back in his family. And this man declared redemption from the curse through the blood of Jesus. And he declared he was healed by the stripes of Jesus. And this man started getting well. A year and a half later, this man is virtually completely well. I mean, when you look at his skin, he's a beautiful, smooth-skinned young man. Now he's about 42 years old. But him and his wife just had their first baby. And the baby was a big little fella. He weighed 9 pounds and 6 ounces. And they had that baby by faith with no medication whatsoever. They fought that battle by faith and brought that little guy into the world at home by faith. He's a beautiful little guy. So this is what you can do by faith. Now then, if you're barren or you have a tendency to miscarry or related female problems, if you have these things, you're under a curse. How many women do I know in my life that have had to have hysterectomies and things when really they didn't have to have those things, and I've been able to minister to some of them that didn't know these things and have been miraculously healed. So we will take up right there with the next edition to show you what you can do by breaking the curse in Jesus' name. We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.